It's KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Social workers are a crucial piece of the safety net in Washington. In the state's foster care system, many don't stay on the job for long. Statewide, the turnover rate is 20%. In King County, it's as high as 30%. And according to the journalism nonprofit Investigate West, this turnover is creating a crisis for foster kids. Journalist Susanna Ray has been looking into Washington's foster care system. She told KUOW's Emily Fox about why there's so much turnover.
The key is really the salaries. They're pretty lousy. Many caseworkers, in fact, most have master's degrees, and yet when they start out, they're making $16 an hour, $34,000 a year, and they top out at less than $59,000 a year, which is about $28 an hour. So there are three key themes, though, that kept coming up when we spoke with social workers, and that was the lousy pay and then the toxic workplace environment and excessive workloads. So sometimes they're carrying as many as three or four times the recommended caseload average. Some of them are up to in the 40s. They're responsible for, 47 kids. It's not feasible for them to be able to keep track of them all. So they are not happy with their jobs. They're not satisfied with what they're able to do.
And with 40, 47 kids, you can't really see that many in 1 week.
No, we were told that with 30 kids, that only leaves them about an hour per kid per week. And that's if there's no court case that they have to do, because that eats into their hours. So, kids fall through the cracks.
So how does this high turnover rate affect kids in the foster care system, as well as foster parents?
The churn of social workers has a huge and devastating impact on the kids. There was one prominent study out of Wisconsin that showed that a kid whose case is overseen by one social worker has a 75% chance of being placed in a permanent and stable home within that year. And that chance absolutely plummets if there's more than one. If they go through two, it's as low as 18%. And if they go through six or seven, it's as low as 0.1%. And yet some of the foster parents that we spoke with over the course of the past year have told us that they've had kids who have gotten a new caseworker a month in some cases. So you can see what that does to their odds of getting a permanent home. And what we also found was that, we set out with this investigation to look at why foster parents were leaving. Washington State had only 4,600 foster parents last year, and that's about 1,000 below the typical level that has been for decades. So we set out looking into why that was happening, and that was when we discovered that it was really intricately linked to the turnover of social workers, because foster parents are not supported by social workers when they're getting a new one. If the kid gets a new one every month, well, the foster parents are having to deal with a new one every month. The caseworkers don't have time to call them back. They don't get their questions answered. It just is intricately linked into this system-wide churn.
Is there a specific example you can tell us about?
When I interviewed Jennifer Struess, she's the head of the Children's Administration, she was telling me about an autistic 5-year-old who was just about to get out of the hospital, and she had no home for him. Ultimately, that probably meant that little boy went to a hotel where a social worker had to stay up all night watching him. Who knows how many nights he stayed in the hotel. Then let's say he got placed with a family and he had a social worker. And then maybe a month later, that social worker either resigned or was reassigned, and he got another one. Well, that social worker has to go back and look over his hospital stays and look over what's been done so far, what the plan is now going forward. Does he have relatives? Has everything been done properly? That all takes time. And then let's say they start on a plan toward reunification with the parents, perhaps. But then 3 months later, he gets a new social worker, and they have to go back and read all of the notes and figure out their own plan going forward. And of course, you can see how it just sets them back. And next thing you know, he's 10 years old and still in the system, and they're still trying to figure out what to do with him and what the plan is going forward.
The Department of Social and Health Services runs the state's foster care system. What does DSHS have to say about the high turnover rate among social workers?
They absolutely recognize it as one of their top priorities in fixing the system. One of the things that they're doing, the union negotiated a 16% increase in salaries across the board for DSHS starting next year, but that still has to be approved by the legislature, and that's not a given considering all of the efforts around education funding. Another option that they're considering is carving out the Children's Administration into its own department. Right now, it's under the umbrella of DSHS, and so it has to fight for both funds and attention. So if it had its own department, that could help.
Journalist Susanna Ray speaking with KUOW's Emily Fox. Ray has written a series of stories about Washington's foster care system for the journalism nonprofit Investigate West. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.